back in the day, we all went to high school, right? Because I know Alex and I didn't go to college, but you went to high school, right?
Yeah, I mean, barely.
Did you run for like anything like student council, or did you try to be like prom queen?
No, I always wanted to be prom queen, but I never got prom queen. I didn't run for student council in high school. The last time I did that was fourth grade when I didn't get it. My ego's too bruised to ever try again.
Surprised you didn't like, I will systematically take down each one of you throughout the next 8 years of our education. You will feel my pain.
No.
What about you, Liv? I feel like you could be a prom queen.
No, I never was. I mean, a lot of my friends were nominated, but I wasn't like involved enough in high school because I spent all my time dancing.
It's hard being the ugly friend. I'm kidding.
You're such a bitch.
All right, well, maybe we should have done what this person did. Check out this story coming out of Michigan about somebody trying to get some prom queen votes.
It's not unusual for high school cheerleaders to bring goodie bags for the football team during homecoming week. But recently, some treats at Hartford High School had a little something extra in them.
Principal mentioned that they were getting some tips in about some possible brownies that may have been laced with marijuana oil.
Whoa!
What? This didn't happen when I went to school. Where are these brownies?
Michael Prince with the Hartford Police Department says the high school got a tip through the OK to Say app, which allows people to pass along information anonymously.
AKA, I'm going to be a snitch.
Alleging a 17-year-old cheerleader brought pot brownies to school, some for football players. They say the leftovers were used to sway votes to become homecoming queen.
The school is taking this very seriously. They are doing their own investigation. And they're just starting to turn over some of the statements from other students possibly involved or witnesses.
12 brownies were allegedly brought to school. Investigators say staff members were able to recover three of them, leaving 9 brownies unaccounted for and possibly consumed by students. Those 3 desserts have been sent to the state police crime lab for testing to confirm there's drugs inside.
Well, those are 9 votes that she got. Not bad.
I'm calling BS that those teachers turned them in. Those teachers went home and had themselves a little brownie treat after school.
Yeah, of course. This is anyone does that. Like the police, when they confiscate a little bit of weed, like they take it and smoke. You know what I mean? Like, come on. And also, don't hate her for hustling. Like, you know, she was just smarter than you.
I was going to say, like, somebody must have been jealous, or it might have been like the rival competition going for homecoming queen. Like, why would you snitch on somebody for brownies? You're not hurting anybody.
If you went to high school with Joe, you could just get him with regular brownies.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't even need the weed in there.